Boundaries. This is Aratima. How do we keep clear boundaries? How do we deflect unwanted attention? Or how do we not allow attention energy from others into our space in the first place? When we are on the spiritual path and do a spiritual practice, we are naturally shifting and changing a little bit more frequently than somebody who is more stable in their identity. And when we do spiritual practice, we break that open and we become more fluid, more spacious. So with that, our boundaries constantly change. So the most important thing is to have something, a practice like meditation, that you start out in the morning and also in the evening, that recenters you, or even a quick recentering, just coming back into the core and being just yourself, or allowing yourself to find that sense of you that is your true being, that is untouchable, and that is your safe place. Why you're doing this is in order to eliminate any kind of subconscious or unconscious pulling, the neediness that exists somewhere that you might not be aware of, that is pulling attention from others towards you. And when you are just being you, purely you, your innocent sense of self, then that is not active. And then you are resting in that and not giving more energy to the needy part, to those programs. Also, check where is your attention dwelling. Are you maybe dwelling on certain subjects or thoughts where you consider yourself inadequate, or you are maybe the opposite, you're just so great. And these things are also aberrations of your true nature, and you want to not really hang out in these kinds of thoughts. You want to notice and just notice them as something that passes through, that is probably picked up also from the environment, and that you notice, and you're just becoming your pure true self again. From an energetic point of view, when you are drawing attention to you, you are actually in a yin position. Your aura, your energy is in a yin position. It has sort of an indrawing effect. And you can also have your aura in a yang position, in a very extroverted, outward pushing, kind of pushing position. And the best position is really to have it in neutral. In the other column, work column, there's an MP3 where we're going to go through the different positions and just practice that so you can feel it. You also want to know where are you giving your power away. Like, for example, these thoughts, am I adequate? Am I enough? Or am I sexually even needy? Am I actually subconsciously looking for somebody out there to complete me? Then there's also a tension that's going to be coming towards you. Because this happens through the second chakra a lot. This is how we communicate and give signals to each other. It's how we share the space. Now, the other thing to talk about is that as you grow spiritually and your light grows, you become interesting to beings that are not visible to us, so to the spiritual realm. But you only become really interesting once you have a certain amount of power. When you begin to trespass into the territories of beings that would like to maintain their power, when you literally push your light into the darkness, we could say, at that point, this is where we talk about psychic attacks. And that can be also not from people that you actually know. It can be from people that are disembodied. And that always sounds very, very scary, but if we kind of remember again that this is pushing into our own unconscious, that we're actually meeting ourselves, then it becomes a little less scary because we're really meeting something that we're ready. It is our own power that is beginning to touch and push the walls of our prison, and we expand. And this kind of pushing is sometimes a bit of effort. And so in that sense, we are actually encroaching on the other, we could say. And in that sense, we are also attracting attention because we're doing that. And so the easiest way is to become aware when you are in a growth spurt and when you're really growing in your light. There's a sense of well-being and everything goes so well. Or you are actually in the process of overcoming a lot of obstacles in order to actually grow your light. So you're in that state of, in the stage of developing more light. And that is, whenever you're in a transition, whenever you're in the middle of jumping somewhere, there's always this moment of where it's not completely safe, we could say. Of course, the universe is always safe. It is what it is. But at the same time, we are more flexible. It's not static. It's like if we just sit somewhere, nothing happens. But once we start walking and or driving, anything can happen because we're engaging with the universe and with others. So it's just a normal hazard that happens. And essentially, there are also mantras, protection mantras that are being used. And one of the most simplest and most sweetest way to do it is also to just use the love that you are, to basically love yourself more, to love yourself as you are, to love everything as is, which means is your heart opens and it begins to eat up everything that is not love. It just kind of sucks it through and begins to melt it. Love melts everything. Love is that unifying power, the glue of things, the glue of the polarities. So you want to be really safe, then rest in love, rest in that which you are, and do not allow your mind to come in with judgment, because the drama of boundaries, the drama of the other, is all realm of mind. So if you want to feel safe, if you want to be safe, don't go where the playground of war and peace happens, which is in the mind, in the judgment, in the identity and the other identities. So you want to really open the heart and open it more and more and know that you are that doorway. You are the nothingness through which everything moves. You are the gateless gate of existence.